You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcast worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. This top-ranked business talk radio show features the obstacles and challenges that are common to business everywhere around the world. Most importantly, you'll connect with thousands of success stories on how business people overcame these hurdles on their road to success. For any business owner in our listening audience who's facing a particular problem or challenge that you've not been able to solve, you might be concerned about your future, or you're just not satisfied with the financial results in your company. Reach out to us here on the broadcast at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. We'll be happy to put you in touch with hundreds of resources that you may not have been aware are available to your business today, many of which are free. For those of you needing a professional level of assistance in your organization, many of the hosts on the broadcast also coach business owners outside of the show. We have visited with thousands of business people, seen their struggles and challenges, and their solutions to these problems. We have a clue what's working and what's not. So please don't hesitate to reach out to us today at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Is that the best you can do? Think about where you used this question last, and you'll probably say you were car shopping. Hi, I'm Kevin Hunter. As host of the Business Forum Show, I've heard countless stories of success and thousands of tragedies of failure. As I looked at the mental obstacles we put in our pathways by default, I thought about this question. Is that the best you can do? Why not ask it of ourselves? Wouldn't it change everything if we did? The answer is yes, so I wrote the book titled, Is That the Best You Can Do? I drew from the many experiences I've had with people who are clearly not doing their best, and of course, those who were. The difference lies in the mindset and the tactics. Is that the best you can do? It teaches you how to find success by design instead of failure by default. Is that the best you can do? Visit our Facebook page, Is That the Best You Can Do? And then find it on Kindle on Amazon and start changing your life today. I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening. Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show, chatting about how chance favors the prepared. And one of the great analogies that my dad actually shared with me as a youngster, and he was trying to teach me the value of not always thinking I had to figure everything out for myself, that I could look at people who had been successful at doing something I wanted to do and shortcut my learning experience as much as possible by learning from what they did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he used the example, he says, don't be afraid to borrow somebody else's bicycle. Yep. And what he meant by that is, he goes, if you want to learn how to ride a bike, you don't go down to the rubber factory and go, okay, I'm going to build some tires. And then you go down to the steel factory and I'm going to build some rims and a frame and everything else. He goes, no, without question, you go, okay, I'm going to learn how to ride a bike. And you go down to the bike shop and you buy somebody else's engineering and expertise and design and everything else and pay money for it. Correct. And you're delighted to hop on this device that somebody else made, not you, and ride it.
Correct.
And your experience is so much more fun because you went from having to figure out how to build a bike to just having one, and now you just have to learn how to balance and ride it. And so he said, throughout life, don't forget that it's okay to borrow somebody else's bicycle.
Absolutely.
And that's a really cool thing. So it's a great lesson, and one that people often miss, that if there's these people that you see are getting lucky around you, and they're getting lucky often, well, get to know them better.
Correct.
Stay a lot closer to them.
Yep.
And you'll learn things from them that will help take you to a successful path in life much faster.
You got two choices. You can be jealous of them and assume that they're lucky and just be, you know, I don't like you. I don't want to spend any time with you because you're just lucky and you don't share and blah, 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 blah. Yep. You can have a negative attitude towards it. Or you can go, wow, okay, that's awesome. And how do I learn that? How do I get more of that? How do I spend more time with that person? Try it. Get outside of your box and take steps to how do you do more? How do you become more like that person? That's a big piece of it, is understanding what do I need to do to be more like them if they're that lucky. There's something that they're doing. Mm-hmm. There's a commercial out right now that really relates to the whole luck, and that's, I don't know if you've seen it, the Expedia commercial.
I haven't. No.
There's a new commercial out there for Expedia, and it's just it's talking about being prepared. And basically, they're giving away, I think it's every day, a trip, a free trip anywhere in the world. But you have to leave now. Yes. Now think about it, and they go around and they're doing this little, you know, they're on the streets, they're going, here, we'll give you a free trip wherever you want to go, anywhere, you got to leave right now. I mean, you can go home, pack and leave. Your flight's going to leave in, you know, it's the next available flight, so it's going to leave in like 3 or 4 hours. You know, well, no, I can't because of this. Well, no, I can't because of that. Well, no, I can't because of this. And then there's, you know, one guy, well, you know, I've always wanted to go to China. All right, flight leaving looks like 5 hours. Here's your suitcase. You got the Expedia suitcase there. Go pack. And the next thing they show them on the Great Wall in China. Okay. So the question is, if somebody came up to you, or if you got that opportunity, you said, okay, you can go anywhere you want in the world, but you got to leave right now or within, you know, the next couple of hours, realistically. How could you go? Would you even be willing to go?
I personally would be both willing and
absolutely.
I would be gone.
I'd be like, okay.
I'd be gone in a heartbeat. Yeah, because there's, but you know, that's actually, that's interesting that they're doing this. There's a illustration along the same or similar lines that I've used, you know, in years past with organizations. And it's really to teach people that even, you know, among their daily activities, because when you think about how many things you're actually doing that are productive in an organization, and how much stuff is all this like filler busy kind of work.
Yep.
And people will say, hey, I'm too busy to fill in, you know, let's say if you're creating some kind of change or innovation in the organization and you suggest some new tasks for them, well, they'll go, well, that's great, but, you know, I'm already working like 50 hours a week, and, you know, this is going to be pretty hard to get this done, Dave, because I don't have any time.
Yep.
So part of the reason why I would use an example like that first was to get them to realize that they could figure out their entire week's activities and be done with it in a few hours.
Oh, absolutely.
Delegate whatever, be done with it in a few hours, and they could open up their entire week for something new.
Correct.
And but you had to get them to see that first and then say, at the end of all of this, all right, great, we're going to do something new. We're going to plan to be ready for that kind of trip. But here's something you're going to need to add to your agenda. And then nobody could say, well, I don't have any time. When they had just shown that in a matter of a, you know, 30 or 60 minute exercise, they had cleared the entire calendar.
Correct. So. And you think about that. And if somebody were to win the Expedia trip, you know, people, oh, wow, you're lucky, you're lucky. How many people have said no to it or would have to say no to it if they can, if you, well, you won the trip, but you can only go if you, your plane's leaving in 4 hours. You need to be on that plane. That's it. That's your only choice. How many people would say no? Well, that's the whole point. They're not prepared. They're not prepared to be lucky. Would I have to make a few phone calls? Yeah. Are there a few things I'd have to do? Yeah, absolutely. I might be making those phone calls when I'm at the airport.
Sure.
But if they, okay, yeah, I'll be in Tahiti in the morning. Yeah, okay, absolutely.
Well, tying directly into what we're just talking about, I actually put this on the Business Forum show site, the Facebook site here just recently, and here's what it reads. This quote was dropped on my desk years ago by a very good friend. I hope it means as much to you as it does to me, Kevin Hunter. And this is the quote. To each there comes in their lifetime a special moment when they are figuratively tapped on the shoulder and offered the chance to do a very special thing, unique to them and fitted to their talents. What a tragedy if that moment finds them unprepared or unqualified for that which could have been their finest hour. Sir Winston Churchill.
Absolutely.
Cool stuff.
Yep, absolutely. That's a huge piece of it, is you create your own luck in large part. And you do it by being prepared. You do it by being around the right kinds of people. It's hard to do, but if you were to look at your friends and go, which ones of these, who of these people are going to help me be more successful? And if you can look at them and go, yep, no, you're not gonna, no, you're not gonna, no, you're not gonna. Why are you spending time with them? Well, because they're my friend. Yeah, okay. Then be happy with where you're at. If you really want more, if you want to be more successful, you got to start doing things successful people are doing.
That's right. That's right. So we've talked a little bit about keeping the right kind of people around you because this will have a big impact on your luck.
Absolutely.
And so these people that if you want to have the victim mentality, and we've talked about that a lot, if you want to have the victim mentality and say that there's just all these lucky people around you and you don't like them and whatever else, you're jealous of them because of their so-called good luck, you can have that attitude and never have a chance to learn anything from them or glean some of their good luck.
Correct.
Or you can say, these are some people obviously doing a lot of the right things, being in the right places at the right time, and so luck has favored them, and I'm going to go learn something from them. So now you can you figure out with the positive attitude to hang around people that are getting lucky. But there's something that I want to throw into this whole piece here, because I've seen this happen too, is that, and in some cases, you know, it doesn't mean that in every circle of positive-minded people and people who are consistently getting lucky, it doesn't mean that in that circle that everybody there actually is a so-called winner.
Correct. Yep.
You'll still have a person in there that's the
absolutely
self-doubter or the, well, you know, I don't know if this is going to be for me or yep, if this is going to work. Well, I wrote down this statement because even if you have the good fortune of having good people around you who are capable of helping you go wherever you want, you still have to want to go where you want to go more than anyone around you wants it for you.
Correct. Absolutely.
And so if that doesn't exist, any amount of, you know, all your friends around you patting you on the back saying, attaboy, and you're doing the right thing, and hey, I'm there for you, and everything else, if you're still going to go home with that kind of support and say, well, I might as well not try, or yep, I might as well not do this because this will happen. If you can imagine all the reasons why you'll fail at anything you ever do, it doesn't matter who you keep around you. It doesn't matter, you know, what other things are happening for you. You will attract the kind of luck that you've programmed yourself to attract.
Correct.
So,
absolutely. It's about, and ultimately what will end up happening is if, yeah, you'll have that group of positive people, they're being successful, they're doing successful things, they're getting lucky, and there'll be, you know, a couple of people in there that don't quite fit that same mold, mm-hmm, and you start playing the Sesame Street, which one of these things just doesn't belong.
Yes.
You'll only sit in that circle for a short period of time if you've got the negative mindset and you don't start doing something to move yourself forward. They will eventually move on without you.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't take a lot. It does not take a lot to put you in a position of where people will go above and beyond to help you if you have that right mindset. When you were telling that story, it reminded me of when I was in the military, when I was in basic training. There was a guy in my – I was first squad leader. There was a guy in my squad that couldn't do 3 push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
He graduated from basic training, but it was because everybody in the squad helped him. Every night, time to go to bed, we stayed up for hours, mm-hmm, helping him do push-ups, helping him do sit-ups, because he wanted it. He wanted, mm-hmm, to do the work. He did everything. He just kept going and going and going, and he graduated. And I'll tell you what, I think everybody else was happier than he was when he graduated.
And didn't it even energize you to see,
absolutely,
him succeed?
Yep.
You know, the cool thing about it is when you want to do something bad, the good people around you will get involved because they are excited to see you succeed too.
Correct.
Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show, back in a moment. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Liberated Syndication, iTunes, and multiple media channels connected to the TBFS radio network. If you have any questions or comments for our staff, please reach out to us at info@thebusinessforumshow.com. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.